What I'd like to do is take a few minutes just to explain to you the role that PBM would like to, is playing in the Trico Number 1 building. I spoke to you earlier about what we see our role is with historic buildings, and Trico Number 1 is on the State and National Register of Historic Places. This makes it eligible for lucrative historic preservation grants and tax credits. We've had many local projects in our community where those tax credits or grants have applied and actually made the projects happen because of that. I'm not going to go into a long list. I'm just going to name a few that are completed and that you know about. The ArtSpace project is one that's in the former Buffalo Electric Vehicle Company building. The Alling and Corey project is another one. The Packard building is another. The Electric Tower. In Niagara Falls, Carolyn's House was a historic preservation tax credit project. And we know that Hull House in Lancaster is one that receives grants because of its status. So those are the kinds of things that provide money coming into our community to help make historic preservation projects feasible. We're recommending, PBM is recommending, that a historic preservation adaptive reuse study be done to determine the feasibility of doing a historic preservation rehab of the Trico building. The Historic Structures Report is part of that, and that is prepared by a recognized and experienced expert in preparing such reports. And what that does is that it enables a community and an owner to know what the feasibility is of doing this. I'd like to just read a couple of pieces from one of those Historic Structures Reports so that you would understand what this is all about. What these reports do, it says here, the preparation of a report prior to initiation of work preserves information of historic importance for future researchers. Even more importantly, prior preparation of a report helps ensure that the history, significance, and condition of the property are thoroughly understood and taken into consideration in the selection of a treatment approach and the development of work recommendations. One of the goals is to be able to provide this information. And this is what we at Preservation Buffalo Niagara are offering to do by seeking a grant for the ability to perform one of these reports. Another piece of it would be a market study that would go along with it to see if the possible reuse scenarios that are being suggested actually would be marketable. And that would be part of what we would ask to be done with this study that we do. But grantors are going to require verification from the owner or developer that they would consider the results of the study in their decisions regarding the future of the building. So if we go out to seek those grants, that's something that we would need to be able to say to the grantors. But what this does is it allows the owner and the developer to make an informed decision about the future of the building. And further, what it allows, and I think this is what's important for everybody in this room, is it will allow the community to have an understanding, because you will have the report as well, and you will be able to understand how the decision was made. This study could be used to identify a reuse of the building. It could help to find appropriate developers, or the study may show that there is no reuse for the building. We don't know that because a study that is by a recognized experts in the field has not been done, and we would like to offer to have that done. A similar process was used in our own Western New York community for the Williamsville Water Mill. You may remember that building, many developers went to look at it, and they felt that it was just, there was no reuse for it. The Village of Williamsville commissioned a historic structures report done by a firm out of Rochester, Barrow Architecture, did the historic structures report, like this thing, and they then used that in the village, had public meetings, not unlike this one, got input from the public, and then wrote an RFP. As a result, a developer, Isco Development, came forth, and that building is going to be developed into a multi-use facility. So this is what we're proposing for the Trico building that we would like to do here. We further are recommending full compliance with the regulatory process involved with National Register buildings, and I think it's something that the public perhaps would be helpful if you understood. I'm not going to stand up here and explain it all to you because it would take too much time, but we gave you that information on our handout. We got the information from the State Historic Preservation Office just quickly to let you know what you're going to be looking at, and if you didn't get the handout, go to our website and preservationbuffalo.org, and it is available on there. A Section 106 review is done for federal interests. A Section 1409 review is done for state interests. And then SEAKER, which is the state environmental quality of review, is also a part of that process. We would just like to close our part of this tonight by explaining to the public that those are the only two things that Preservation Buffalo Niagara is asking for or has asked for. We are asking that a historic preservation adaptive reuse study be done so that an informed decision can be made by those people who are in the position to make the decision. We are not in that position, but we can help by providing that information. And the other piece that we are asking is that there be full compliance with the regulatory process. As an education and advocacy organization, we are offering and continue to offer our help to do that. Thank you for the opportunity to explain that.